Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, he's going to be talking about. Actually, he's going to pose the question and answer it in several parts with regard to whether you have what it takes to be a part-time real estate investor. Very straightforward question and a very important one. So let me bring Kevin on the program to address this. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lewis.
So let's go right into this. It's a very relevant and direct question that people should ask themselves. Do you have what it takes to be a successful part-time real estate investor? Tell us what it takes.
Well, as a Homevestor franchisee here in Dallas and a one-time part-time investor and now a full-time investor, I have seen investors come and go. They've been friends, they've been acquaintances, they've been business partners. I've seen those same investors. Some succeed, some fail, and I've seen some prosper and some struggle, and I've learned from all of them. And what I have witnessed, however, consistently over time is there are some key characteristics to those part-time investors who I've seen succeed and endure and profit from their part-time real estate investment activity. And that's what I'd like to share today is some of those key characteristics that I observed and that I've captured and tried to capitalize on myself in my own investment approach. And I highlight the fact today for our audience of part-time investors or weekend investors or new investors, whatever you may be, it's a unique challenge for this audience in particular because as a part-time investor or someone just starting out, you're not going to have necessarily the scale or the volume that is going to motivate you and pull you through on its own. And what I mean there is you've got a journey ahead of you, and it's going to perhaps be a slower journey, especially if you're a part-time investor. And it may be a very long journey. And because it is a slow and long journey for the part-time investor, you expose yourself, to talking yourself out of things, letting others talk you out of them, drifting away from your goals, objectives, and purposes, and perhaps not achieving the success that you're after. Dive into these characteristics and make sure that that's not the case with you. First of all, the first characteristic I've seen of successful part-time investors who continue to strive and survive and thrive is the goal setter. You have got to set a goal for yourself. And as cliche as it sounds, it's so critical, especially for the part-time investor. Just inherent in the act of real estate investing, great real estate investments are not going to fall in your lap the day you determine or announce or proclaim that you're a real estate investor. You're going to have to go get those deals, those investment properties, those rental houses, those flip houses, whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to have to go get them. They won't come to you. And this is where the goals are so critical. If you do sit back without a goal and expect those opportunities, those investment opportunities to fall into your lap, they won't. And your first year as an investor will come and go, and you won't have bought a single property. If you set a goal, however, for yourself, whether it's to buy one house this year or 100 houses, you will naturally hold yourself accountable to that goal. And if you hit the end of June and you're halfway through the calendar year and you realize, hey, I haven't bought that one house yet, you're going to hopefully motivate and spur yourself on to go out there and find that deal, find that property, and purchase that property to achieve that goal of yours. So the action is you got to set your goals, whether it's one house or 100. Set that goal for the year, break it down by the quarter, break it down by the month, whether it's one house a month to hit 12 a year or one house every other month to hit six houses your first year. set the goal. It's critical because it's where you're going to establish your accountability and ultimately achieve your success. Secondly, the thing I've seen consistent, bar none, across all successful part-time investors is they are action takers. Our industry is famous for those who sit on the sidelines, who are permanently engaged in paralysis by analysis. They're buying books, they're reading magazines, they're going to seminars, they're attending real estate investment clubs, they're surfing websites, and they're watching weekend home investment television shows. They never actually, though, take the valuable action of actually purchasing a property and investing in real estate. And they confuse all of these other activities with true action. The successful investors, they do those things. They read books. They go to seminars. They go to investment clubs. And my intent here is not to degrade or bash or criticize any of those things. But those people are doing those things, and then they're converting those learnings, those activities, those networking events into results, the results being they're actually purchasing real estate investment properties. So to be an action taker, what you got to focus on is you know what you're looking for. Figure out the house, the number of houses you're going to buy, the price point you want to spend, the neighborhoods you like, the type of houses, whether it's a 3-2 brick or a 2-1 condo. Are you buying a turnkey house? Are you looking to buy a house and rehab it? Are you going to rent it? Are you going to flip it? Figure out exactly what it is that your objective is as an investor. Then when the opportunities do arrive, you're going to be prepared to take the action and purchase the property and begin to realize your goals and objectives as an investor. Third, I have seen successful real estate investors, part-time and full-time alike, be resourceful achievers. And what I mean here is those who I've seen thrive over the long term as part-time real estate investors, and in many cases ultimately full-time investors, are those who are able to adapt to the market and adapt themselves and their objectives to whatever the market is doing. Because keep in mind, the market will never adapt to us as investors. We will always have to adapt to the market. And what I mean is, I've witnessed over time the real estate investor who only focused on rehabbing houses, buying houses, fixing them, and selling them. I've seen them graduate or migrate or develop a component of their business or all of their business into seller financing those houses, for example. I've seen wholesalers who are buying houses and selling them for cash as is migrate all of their business or parts of their business into buy and hold, buying properties, fixing them, and then renting and managing them as a rental portfolio. I've seen investors add hard money lending to their business. My point here is, the successful investors who I've seen strive and thrive and stick around, they adapt their business and their competencies to the market. And they do this by being resourceful and finding new tools, new people, new resources. Bar none and consistently, I see successful real estate investors as persistent producers. No matter what the market is doing, no matter whether it's a good day, good year, bad year, good market, bad market, they hang in there and they are diligent and they produce results. The investors that I see that are no longer here today are the ones who had a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, threw up their arms and said, this doesn't work, and they gave up because they failed to be persistent and they failed to produce the results on an ongoing, regular basis. You've got to be able to celebrate the peaks of this business and endure or survive the valleys, because they're there. Trust me. You will go weeks, months, maybe even years, depending on what you're out there trying to accomplish, where you don't purchase a property. And it's difficult to find the deals. And they don't fall into your lap like we talked about earlier. Furthermore, as a real estate investor in this particular business, you won't, for example, have purchased a storefront or a fleet of trucks or hired a bunch of employees or bought a bunch of equipment. You won't have surrounded yourself with very costly, tangible infrastructure. Therefore, when the times do get tough, it's real easy just to cross your arms and walk away. You know, you don't have those investments, those hard asset investments in this type of business that remind you every morning when you wake up that, wow, I can't give up. I've got to pay rent on that storefront. I've got to cover payroll. I've got to pay off that fleet of trucks that we bought and wrapped with the fancy logo. Good news is we don't have to build that type of infrastructure as real estate investors. But bad news is some people, when they don't have those type of tangible commitments, they walk away very quickly and turn their backs on their business, give up, and quit. So you've got to be a persistent, you've got to be a producer, good times and bad times. And the action you take is you never waver. Never waver in your advertising. Never stop talking to sellers. Never stop looking at houses. Never stop making offers. Never stop telling others what you do. Family members, friends, neighbors, acquaintances. Constantly be building your network, and you'll be that persistent producer. You'll survive those peaks and those valleys, and you'll achieve your objectives that you're looking to achieve as a part-time real estate investor. And then finally, the fifth characteristic that I've seen that's consistent among successful real estate investors, and this may be the most unpopular one, I'll warn you in advance, but they are disciplined doers. And take the glitz and glamour off of it, what I'm saying is they are hard workers. Despite what you might see or hear or think, it's not all flip-flops and T-shirts and 20-hour work weeks. Those who succeed at it, they work hard. They're disciplined, and they do whatever it takes to meet their goals and objectives and be successful so that ultimately, not the first week, not the first month, not the first year, ultimately, perhaps they are living that flip-flop and T-shirt lifestyle and working a 20-hour work week. But I'm here to tell you that doesn't happen right away, especially as a part-time investor, especially as a new-time investor, especially when you're starting out. And if that's what you're seeking, you'll be very discouraged very quickly, and you'll end up walking away from your real estate investment business. And what I'm saying is, you know, it doesn't always mean that you're always working, but it does mean you're going to have to work in all ways and constantly be looking for opportunities and constantly be pushing yourself forward. Because as we mentioned earlier, this business doesn't fall into your lap. You've got to go out and find the deals, find the people, find the resources, find the motivation in order to be successful as an investor. You'll find you'll make some sacrifices too. As a part-time investor, your regular job may pay you an annual bonus. And your buddy in the office or cubicle next door, he may boast of that new boat he bought with his annual bonus and how he's spending his weekends out on the lake on that brand new boat. Well, you as a part-time investor, there's a good chance, and I'll speak from personal experience because I did it. You took your bonus and you bought a rental property and you spend your weekends painting or cleaning up the yard or fixing up that house. Not as glamorous, not as exciting. It is a sacrifice, though, that you'll make in order to be successful. So in closing, what I'm saying is set the goals, take the actions, focus on the resources, produce the results, and do whatever it takes, and you'll have what it takes to be that successful part-time and real estate investor that you want to be.
Very spot-on commentary, Kevin, as always, and a very intelligible and intelligent overview of what it takes to be a successful part-time real estate investor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.